Rocky Raccoon checked into his room only to find Gidgeon's Bible.
Rocky Raccoon, baby.
Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival.
That's too funny. Man, you do a rocking job of the music. Thank you. Put a smile on my face.
Nicely done. Well, we had some follow-up to the individual that had the fungus on the citrus.
Right.
And you said, you know, one of the ways to kill your citrus is to put a gravel around it. Well, she followed up and said, well, my husband put the gravel there to keep the cats from using it as their litter box.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not their cats. It's neighborhood cats. Mm-hmm. So it's obviously back to our tree. No. There's a great product. It's a company out of Vancouver, Contech, and they make deterrent solutions for pests.
Uh-huh.
They make a mat that you're talking about a golden retriever. If you want it out of your kitchen space, you could put a mat on the entrance to it, and for whatever static that's in it, the dog won't step over it.
Really?
So you can keep it out of certain areas if you need room for it. They've got something called Cat Stop, and it keeps cats away. So it's
Wow.
They also have this, Greg. You're going to love this. They have a motion-activated sprinkler. So you just hook it up to a hose. It takes a 9-volt battery. And when something walks in front of it, like the raccoon, you think it'd stay away if every time it stepped in this area, the sprinkler goes...
Wow. What's the name of this place?
Contech. 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 So they've got solutions. And again, they've got a cat stop. But another thing that if you're... if you're at a nursery, you know, they always have those flats that you can put plants in and carry. Amanda found this. You just take that, you put that upside down on the ground, and the cat can't scratch through it.
Mm-hmm.
So you need probably a dozen or two to fill up completely underneath this.
And that's a temporary solution, it creates a permanent solution because once the cat decides
another
place, exactly,
it'll go back to that spot. So.
Yeah.
There's a couple options for you there, because you do have to get that gravel off the citrus.
Yeah.
Want it to thrive and produce the way you probably have planned for.
Exactly. Well, and you know, we do have a farm cat at the urban farm right in the middle of the city. We call it, you know, she's a calico kitty. And Heidi comes to me last night, literally last night, and she says, oh my gosh, Callie Ma, that's the farm cat's name, has a rat. And so, you know, there's a balancing act that we have to do here. So we have a farm cat in the backyard, and she's, you know, hangs out on the back patio when we feed her, and she also takes out farm rats, you know, so.
That's why we have a cat at the Whitman plantation.
Yep.
They don't always last. I mean, you keep it outside, and you may go a couple months, and, hey, have you seen the cat? And then all of a sudden, you know, one day it's there, and, you know, they're not, like you said, they're a working
right.
All your plants are working. Our cats
exactly.
are working animals.
And our chickens are working animals. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we've got a little bit of time left here, 2 minutes. You want to talk about healthy soil.
Oh, yeah. So I always like to review this because it's the most important thing that you can do in growing a garden is building healthy soil. And building healthy soil is really quite simple. You add organic matter. And for my garden, I add... Tanks, green stuff, compost. I've also worked with Tanks to develop a planting mix that we'll be selling at the nursery when we open up in January. But adding lots and lots of organic matter. So there's five components of healthy soil. Dirt, which you have plenty of. You don't need to haul in dirt ever. Airspace, water, organic matter, and everything that's alive in the soil. And my solution to fixing unhealthy soil is to add lots and lots of organic matter, whether you're doing it around trees, which is the woody basins around trees, and the more wood chips, the better. And if you put a foot of woody mulch around your trees, it's probably not too much. Don't put it right up against the trunk. But, you know, having that organic matter do its work around the tree, you know, you're doing great. And then in your gardens, adding compost and planting mix in your gardens to really start maturing the soil. So
soil, soil, soil. It all As go the roots, so go the shoots.
Yep.
And that applies not only in the tree world, but your vegetable world, your shrub world. It is as strong as you can make the roots. That's how good your end product, your visual aspect will be.
Exactly, exactly. And the better you make the roots, the better your food's going to be for you. You know, I was in California this past week talking with some friends, and there are some really significant questions around, is our food nutrient dense enough? Because the soils that have been, have been used and used and reused and overused, and they're not putting the nutrients back in always. So that's a question we got to ask.
And during the week, people can find the urbanfarm.org.
Urbanfarm.org, at my urbanfarmpodcast.com also.
Endless amount of resources there for
huge.
Anybody looking to kind of just take matters into their own hand and
grow your own, man. Absolutely.